It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. This week's winner, man, oh boy, oh man, as we celebrate America and the progress our great nation has made over the course of the last 246 years, I don't think there is a human being alive more emblematic of that progress who can deliver a greater testimonial to just how much we've evolved as a society than a particular South Carolina senator who happens to be running for president by the name of Tim Scott. As you will see in this interview, Tim Scott was on the show the day the Supreme Court rolled back affirmative action. And he spoke to the substantive heart of this issue, which is that the Democrats fighting for equality are denying it to the very black people they claim to care about. It's one of the main reasons why people are so threatened by the idea of a Tim Scott candidacy. The dude is the real deal. Another fun conversation with him. But again, substance, substance, substance. Tim Scott is a dude, okay, that works in X's and O's. It's not race baiting. It's not identity politics. It's not the weaponized grievance, you know, outrage machine coming from the woke left. It's just brass tacks. And man, oh boy, oh man, if he could win the presidency or somehow fall short but force that substantive conversation on this nation, Tim Scott would be giving us a greater gift for America's birthday than anyone else ever could. Because I got to tell you, the sewer of identity politics is just wrecking this country right now. But Tim Scott, I don't know, man. He gives me hope. It could be the beers at the 4th of July barbecue for all I know. But one way or the other, I am optimistic as I hand him the game ball. Threw a football into the crowd with a level of proficiency that might get him an NFL deal if this whole president thing doesn't work out. Joining us now is that very prospect. I'm talking about South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. Hey, man.
Jimmy, I assure you that I want the presidential thing to work out because my 40 speed has dropped to 5.7. I'm not quite sure that's going to work in the NFL, even for a lineman these days.
Well, listen, is that, just to be clear, is that minutes?
I love the way you think. But mine are in minutes, yours are in hours, but who's counting, Jimmy? Who's counting?
Listen, these days, the bar is not high. If you could just stay on your feet, you could be president these days.
Well, you know, listen, I know there's an old joke about walking and chewing gum. I'm not going to go there. I will, however, say I'm looking forward to leading this country to another American century.
We love it. Listen, you'd be no doubt you'd be a great voice in the huddle, but we got to get in on all the breaking news today. I saw you on with Harris earlier in the day. Okay. Is it not a little rich that the Democrats are having the reaction that they are to this Supreme Court ruling, given how much effort they've put into blocking school choice?
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, I'm glad you were the first host to say that.
Boom.
In my opinion, what is absolute insanity is the radical left blocking the way to quality K through 12 education for our poorest Americans, be they black or white, resigning them to not achieving their full American dream. Even if it doesn't include going to college, it does include being a lifelong learner. And I can't think of a bigger obstruction to children today being educated and not indoctrinated than the big labor union and the stronghold, frankly, the stranglehold they have on radical left leadership.
No, it's so true. We're talking to South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, and that's where I think their grift lies, okay? Because there's two things in play here. One, okay, they're denying them access to a quality education by trapping them in failing schools. But two, I believe they're falsely alleging and almost infantilizing minority students by saying they couldn't get into these colleges on the merits. Like, in my worldview, like, I don't throw the race card around for fun, and I know you don't either, but don't you think on some level that does fit into the parameter of the soft bigotry of low expectations?
Absolutely. Jimmy, here's what I heard from President Obama and others today, President Biden to be included, is that if you are black, you simply cannot compete. What a dangerous, dangerous message to send to young kids today? Why in the world would you ever posit a position that in order to succeed in America, you have to be an exception and not the rule? When in fact, their own lives are a testament to human flourishing and American progress. Here's why. They cannot give an inch on any measurable progress in this nation because measurable progress in reasonable time jeopardizes their control, their power over our lives.
Gosh, it's so such a good point. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is on the phone. Something I heard you say to Hannity is the left busts out the race card whenever they're losing the argument. And it's absolutely true. We've been making this point forever on the show, too. And one of the takeaways I had from that town hall was you were being asked about your reaction to Barack Obama's comments that, you know, you and maybe even Nikki Haley are part of like this historic legacy of Republicans who, you know, go with this whole, you know, everybody can make it mentality. But aren't you like on some level, OK, to be characterized as such by the guy who ran on Yes, We Can? Aren't you kind of blown away to see him repurpose his act as a no, we can't?
Listen, I could a high compliment from former President Obama to attack me. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the compliment. I am a threat. Trust me, the truth of my life disproves the lies of the radical left. B, the guy who ran on hope and change and then delivered another Democrat administration that was unfocused on delivering resources for the most fragile in this country, I'm here to change that. We are going to do what Americans want us to do, which is return their resources, let them decide their dreams, let them live their lives, let them celebrate their families, and we're going to watch them succeed. Because in America, all things are possible for all people. And yes, I'm optimistic that the next American century will be better than the last American century, that we are indeed a country that judges individuals on character, not on color. I am not fixated on the rearview mirror of life. I am fixated on the windshield of life.
I want everybody listening to remember this like 3 weeks from now when they're reading a headline that you're being called a white supremacist. It's coming, man.
Trust me.
You've heard.
You're right, Jimmy.
I know.
You're right.
But it's so cheap. And this is the reason they do feel so threatened by you. We talk about this on the show, man, all the time. We don't just bust on you for your movie picks. I just want you to know that. You do get a lot of favorable coverage over here from time to time. If we're not talking about movies, you do great on this show. But stick with me, okay? No, they are very well threatened by the idea of you and your story because it forces the conversation to a substantive place. And they've really just, they've gotten away with a lot. And what I mean by that is for all the grievance and all the division that the Democrats have pushed, they haven't, there are no deliverables for Black America.
Right.
Like, you couldn't point to anything that they were better off having voted Democrat for. Even Ice Cube said that. Ice Cube is on your side when you think about it, Tim Scott.
Well, Jimmy, think about it this way. Here's what I did when I had the majority. Number one, I helped write the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that cut a single mother's taxes by 73%. Unfortunately and disproportionately, single mothers are women of color. Number two, I said education is the closest thing to magic. So we went to work providing more resources for more schools around the country. And then we did what not even President Obama did. We made the funding for historically Black colleges and universities permanent. The GOP, the Great Opportunity Party, took the funding to the highest level ever and then made it permanent. Number three, we took unemployment down for every single demographic in the country. Because when you believe that a person with a job is a part of dignity and self-respect, you make an economy that works for the average person in the country. We brought unemployment to the lowest level ever recorded at that time for African Americans, for Hispanics, for Asian, 70-year low for women, 50-year low for the general population. Here's what we proved. Conservatism works. It works for the poor. It works for the rich. It works for the Black. It works for whites. It works for folks on one side of the tracks and the other side of the tracks. We just need a president who believes in the American people more than they believe in the American government.
Oh, could you imagine? And you know what's so true about what you're saying, and this is what I find fascinating, is that we're living in like this pretend world in identity politics that pretends we have different needs. But the truth is we all want the same things. Doesn't matter what your skin color
exactly.
is. And that's that's the part I think is so cheap. And I mean, you grew up and persevered in a particular chapter in this country where there was a lot more adversity than there is today. But it's almost like they don't want to acknowledge the progress because that kind of, you know, lets the air out of the grift, does it not?
Jimmy, that's why I said what I said earlier.
Yeah.
They
okay.
cannot give a single inch on measurable progress in America because that will disrupt their narrative. To say that America is not a racist country is just to state the truth. To suggest that there's no discrimination in America is wrong. There is a lot of discrimination in America. And frankly, as the guy who's received a lot of discrimination, today I receive more discrimination from people who look like me than those who don't.
No,
that's just unbelievable and embarrassing to some extent. But here's what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to see what I do, not just what I look like. I want people to judge me on how I treat them. I want people to experience the same America that I did. And that's why I'm running for president. That's why going to VoteTimScott.com, making a contribution, learning about my story, getting involved in this new American revolution is important because we're going to change the course of history together.
Imagine that. Do you think, is Obama going to call you and apologize?
Well, you know that's never going to happen. it's like me getting you to believe that Rocky III is the best movie of all time.
Yo.
It's like getting you to say Mr. T was right when he said, I'm going to beat that sucker. No.
Well, listen.
Here's what we're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see America rise in spite of the naysayers, no matter who they are.
Well, listen, I want to give you one bit of feedback really quick, okay? Brian Kilmeade, who works here at Fox, has been, you know, Fox and Friends, and he's been working overtime to rehabilitate your image because he claims Rocky III is the best because he lost the title, had to win it back, and he lost Mickey along the way. Now, Kilmeade did talk some smack about my outfit this morning on Fox and Friends, so I'm not going to sit here and give him his participation trophy just yet. But here's my bigger concern for the country, is if we're going to put it in Rocky III terms, okay? If the Democrats have their way, the next Rocky would involve Mr. T changing to Mrs. T and fighting Adrian instead of Rocky. Is President Tim Scott prepared to stand up for biological women in sports?
Well, listen, here's what I said. I said it on a recent TV commercial. Transgender ideology is ruining women's sports. I can't think of anything more unfair from a sports perspective than having a college athlete who was a guy start competing against women because he thinks he's a female. That is something that will ruin women's sports. Too many people, too many young ladies have invested their entire lives to be competitive only to lose to someone who doesn't have their same biology.
Yeah, it's a scam. No, and people appreciate you getting behind that because I can tell you it's one of those issues where the Democrats have successfully created a gap between what people believe to be true and what they're willing to say in public because they so fear the social pressure campaign that comes their way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so the fact that you're willing to fly into that storm is a big deal. And the fact that you're willing to acknowledge that were Mrs. T to fight Adrian, just to be clear, we're all betting Mrs. T, are we not?
Well, listen, that's a confusing question.
Good for you. That's some good media training. Last question, and I'll let you go. Okay. The 4th of July is coming. I know you'll be celebrating our great nation as it turns 247. Can you put in a word for South Carolina barbecue? Because the North Carolina reps that come on this show just trash it. Do you have any leg to stand on in this battle, or are you guilty as charged?
Well, let me just tell you the historical truth of the issue of barbecue.
Ooh.
Barbecue originated in the great state of South Carolina. If you want to know how to make good barbecue, you've got to go to the creators to read the barbecue Bible, as I would call it.
Hold on now.
There's no question that the best barbecue in the nation is in South Carolina.
Can I tell you, for all the things we just discussed on this show, that'll be the headline with our listeners, just so you know. They'll go to your website, though.
Mojosguy.com and vote for barbecue.
Rock and roll. Well, enjoy your barbecue. Happy 4th of July. I appreciate the time, as always, my man. Keep playing good ball.
Appreciate it.
You're the best.
God bless, Jimmy.
That is going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. I am back on your radio Tuesday, July the 4th, for the 4th of July spectacular. I will also be on your TV Tuesday night at 5 p.m. on the 5, and of course, live from 8 to 10 p.m., hosting Fox News' 4th of July spectacular. Either way you spend America's birthday, I just hope you enjoy it to the fullest extent allowable by law. Happy birthday, America, and thank you guys for supporting us.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.